So we're just going to take just a few minutes to think again about these verses. A few weeks ago, Helen and I shared some of the wider picture of our children, youth, and family work here. And focusing on Ephesians 4, Helen used a phrase that's our starting point for today. She said, "We are one body, we're growing together, we're full of love, and we're held together through Jesus Christ." Our reading from 1 Corinthians 12 is all about that one body, the one body with many parts. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church. They were struggling to get on well together as God's family. And Paul used that picture of one body to help Christians understand how people who are completely different can fit together because we share the same spirit. So Paul sent them some really good news. He said that God has made every part and we are all needed to play our part. And this is going to come back over the next little while, over the next few minutes. And when I say God made every part, can you shout back at me, "We are all needed to play our part"? So shall we try that? God made every part. Fantastic. So take a moment to look around the room at one another just now. We are completely different, aren't we? We've got different hair, different ages, different backgrounds. Each one of us is unique. But God perfectly designed us to fit into his church family. And Paul reminds us in verse 18, God has placed each part in the body just as he wanted it to be. Verse 7 adds that God has given each of us gifts to be used for the common good, to build one another up, to care for one another, and to grow together. And today we're looking back, giving thanks for everyone who's used their gifts this year to serve here, not just in youth and children and families ministry, but also in the cafe, lunch club, listening ear, pastoral care, home groups, CAP, AV teams, meal trains, prayer ministry, so many more. It's such a blessing to be part of God's family and see young and old play their part across the church. Now, if you're here today and you're wondering, what exactly is my part within this body? Please be assured, God has given you something unique to contribute to church family and the body of Christ. So can I urge you to take time to discover it, pray and ask others. If you're young, ask your family, ask a kids or youth leader. If you're older, speak to an elder, a trusted friend, or someone in your home group. God made every part. So God made every part. Let's try something just now. I'd like you to turn to the person next to you and introduce yourself and say, "Good morning, my name is..." whatever your name is. However, wait. The word challenge is on the screen for a reason. The challenge is that you've got to do that without moving your lips. On you go. I think I'm hearing lots of people introducing themselves something like, "Oh, I know." It's really difficult. For the people who were so eager and jumped in right at the beginning, it was a lot tougher challenge than you thought, wasn't it? So, we've introduced ourselves. We find that in order to speak clearly, we need our tongue, our voice box, our facial muscles, and our lips to all work together well. And in verses 15 to 21, Paul explores what happens if we don't use our gifts. He says that trying to do church alone is like trying to talk without using your lips, because we desperately need one another. And he says, imagine if the foot says, I'm not a hand, so I don't belong to the body. That's nonsense. Or the ear saying, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body. If the whole body were an eye, how could we possibly hear? And if the whole body was an ear, how could it smell? Paul warns us of the danger of comparing ourselves with others. He says it can be easy to look at other people and disqualify ourselves. Maybe we wonder if we're going to be good enough, or maybe we just imagine that somebody else is doing the job and we're not needed. And I know that when I've done this in my own life, it's my eyes that have been looking in the wrong place. And when I shift from my own insecurity and turn my eyes to Jesus, the head of the body, everything changes. When I bring him my weakness, and when I surrender to his prompts, his Spirit equips me to play my part and use the gifts that he's given. It's like the little boy with his picnic of 5 loaves and 2 fish. He faithfully brought what he'd been given, and he trusted Jesus with the rest, and that fed well over 5,000 people. It's been said that true humility isn't thinking less of yourself, like the meager foot. True humility is thinking of yourself less. Each one of us is loved by God. Each one of us belongs to his family, and each one of us can play our part, confidently knowing that God made every part. And Paul warns of another danger of comparison, this time pride. He writes that the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. And he explains that similarly, the head can't say the same to the feet. Instead of thinking about ourselves too much or too little, we can look around and ask God how our unique design can help the person that's sitting right next to us. Our significance is found because of what we're part of. We are part of the whole body of Christ. It's Christ that gives us our value, and Paul flips our human ideas of importance upside down in verses 22 to 24. And he says that the parts that appear weaker or smaller are actually indispensable. You cannot do without them. Think of your own physical body. Your eyes and your hands are on display, but your heart, your lungs, your liver are hidden inside. You don't show them off, but your body doesn't work well without them. Similarly, within our church family, some of us play our part hidden behind the scenes, but our church family doesn't work well without you. For example, our kids, youth, prayer partners are a crucial part of our ministry, as are many of the, or all of the other prayer gatherings. Every part is different, but every part is dependent on the other part. And Paul wants us to understand that so we care well for one another. God made every part. Now, I wonder, when was the last time that you stubbed your toe? And what happened when you did it? Well, when I stub my toe, my whole body stops. My hands grab it, my eyes begin to water, and my voice cries out, ow! And different parts of the body shift to help my one part that hurts. Well, Paul writes that in God's family, when one part hurts, the whole body stops to help it heal. And when one part rejoices, the whole family cheers. By God's grace, let's be a well-connected body where God made every part and with God's help, let's walk side by side in the good times and the tricky times, sharing our lives and always pointing one another to Jesus. What's so amazing is that when a messy and diverse multi-generational family like ours, when we connect well and love one another well, the world sees the real living Jesus through us, and it's God's name that is lifted high. We're going to just come together and pray just now. We're going to talk to God. So if we settle ourselves, and Janet's going to come and join me as well. So let's pray. Father God, thank you that we are your family. Thank you that you've made each of us, and each of us has a part to play. Thank you for the gifts that you've poured into our cafe teams, children's and youth leaders, home groups, and every single hidden corner of our church family. Forgive us for the times when we've not played our part, or when we've compared ourselves or tried to work apart from you. And as we give thanks for this year, we pray you will help us all to know the part that we can play in our church family going forward. Fill us with your love, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our head, and help us grow into a healthy, vibrant body that honours you.
So, Father God, yes, we thank you that we can come to you, that we worship you today, Jesus, and that we can come and pray to you for each other. And Father, we want to pray today, for each other. We thank you for each person in this church family. And we know today, Lord, that there are those who are hurting in their bodies, those who are sick, and those who are unwell. And Father, we thank you that we can pray for each other by name. And Lord, we want to pray for Don's son, Martin, today. We thank you that he is home, but we know, Lord, that he needs ongoing prayer. Lord, we pray that you would help him with sleep. We pray that you would help him when he's feeling confused in his mind after his accident. And Father, we pray for your healing and your peace. And we pray, Jesus, that he would come to know you. And Lord, we pray for Don and Martin, Don and James, as they look after Martin. And we pray that you would give them the strength they need. And Father God, we also want to lift Duncan and Jean to you today. We pray for Duncan as he is still in hospital. And we pray, Lord, that he would know your presence and your comfort with him today. And Lord, we also pray that the doctors would be able to help him as they think about his care going forward. We thank you for him, Lord. We thank you that you love him and that you love Jean and that you are with them. And Father, we also pray for those who are sad today. We know that there are those in our church family who are sad because loved ones have died. We know that others are sad because they are worried about family who are unwell. And we thank you, Jesus, that you know what it is like to be in this world. We thank you that you know what it was like to be here and that you came for us to die for us on the cross and so that we can be part of your family. And Father, we just commit everyone to you. We thank you that you know those who are sad, those who are worried, those who are anxious today. And we thank you that you can meet all our needs, and we thank you that you know us. So we thank you that we can pray for one another today and each day. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.